We're going to stay in India now, but for a story that's completely different. It's about a theatrical tradition that's hugely popular here in the U.S., improv. As the world's Alex Galifant reports, it's only just taking root in India.
Good morning and welcome to this program. This is the BBC. We have all the way from India.
Yeah, that's Bangalore. What happens when you let actors play with your microphone. These actors are members of Yours Truly Theatre, a company from Bangalore in South India. When they get down to work, they get pretty serious. Here they're warming up ahead of a show at a local school. That's Ranji David, one of the artistic directors of Yours Truly Theatre. The company's here to do a piece of playback theatre. It's a kind of improv. A conductor elicits a true story from a member of the audience, something from their own life. Then the actors improvise a short play around it. David reminds his actors that this audience is made up of blind and partially sighted children. And so today, each of the performers will be wearing a blindfold.
Do not remove it at any cost. Anything will happen, I am the conductor, I'll take care of it, don't worry at all. So let's take our places. All right, all hands, all hands.
1, 2, 3.
Hey! All right, break a leg, guys. Oh, namaskara, namaskara.
In no time, Ranji David has persuaded a couple of the kids to share their feelings about schoolwork.
She wants to do computer science. Allah, Sheila? Guys, the first team, let's watch.
Ayo! Nam school alli, oblo chumbitan talare.
That voice belongs to the other leader of Yours Truly Theatre, Nandini Rao. She and Ranji David are married. They met over a decade ago during a playback workshop in Bangalore run by teachers from Australia and New Zealand.
Once we did playback theatre and had a glimpse of improvisation, we said, wow, I mean, this has to be the future because this connects to audience. It is intimate. It is personal, you know. I am hearing your story and I'm going to present it back to you.
Rao and David had been acting in Western plays. They've left them behind for now, saying that audiences can't always relate to them.
Or even if they relate, they're like, okay, I've seen it in TV, and why do you have these funny accents? Why can't you just speak Indian accent, you know? You are Indian actors.
Indian actors with day jobs.
Hi, I'm Devshri Gupta, and I work for an IT company called JDA Software.
My name is Sumit, and I work here in Oracle company.
Hi, my name is Karen. I am an advertising professional.
The members of Yours Truly Theatre give their weekends to improv. They're incredibly committed. They have to be.
Imagine in an island, there are a lot of people who dance in a particular way. And there are a few outcasts who dance in a very unusual way. And the entire society looks at them as an outcast. Like, what kind of dance are these guys doing? I don't think what they're doing is actually called dance.
Let's go and play a game called Sound Effects. Ryan and Colin, get ready to act out a scene.
We, of course, used to be a big fan of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Because that's okay, they also do what we do. So we would watch that very regularly. It's almost like a guide for us, a Bible for us.
And then, almost 2 years ago, they got an In the Flesh guide. An improv actor from Seattle spent a couple weekends working with Yours Truly in Bangalore. He taught them American-style improv, games and forms invented by figures like Del Close, a legend at Second City in Chicago.
One-act tags, freeze tags, theater sports, Harold, so on and so forth, you know. The Del Close improv skills.
Oh, I love this manicure. Could you also do pedicure?
Yes, of course, man, darling. I will do it for you with a discount of 10 rupees. Oh, what happened? Did I hurt you?
We're unable to imagine that there are people out there and there's a whole country out there actually specializing in improv.
Improv comedy is one thing, but Yours Truly Theatre's main focus remains using improv for social change, doing shows at schools, for instance. They're also working to Indianize improv. They play in local languages and have fun with the idiosyncrasies of Indian life. And now they've invented a form that plays off traditional Urdu poetry, the kind of couplets written by generations of intense Indian adolescents.
So what we did was we said, hey, why not get this poetry, which everyone knows about very well, and improvisation, which people don't know about, and bring them together and marry them together and see what happens. Okay, can you just throw a word or an emotion or what you're feeling right now?
I'm feeling pretty sweaty at the moment, pretty hot and sweaty.
Hot and sweaty, okay, hot and sweaty. Pasine, pasine, hue ja rahe ho.
Wah! Pasine, pasine, hue ja rahe ho.
Pasine, pasine, hue ja
rahe ho. Nandini Rao improvises with another member of Yours Truly, Sumit Acharya.
पसीने पसीने हुए जा रहे हो ये बताओ.
You are getting sweaty and sweaty and pasina is sweat. So you are getting very sweaty and sweaty and sweaty. I wonder where you are coming from. I wonder what you did and where you're coming from, naughty boy.
And then we use this kind of a pattern where we, the drop, I mean the, when the drop falls on the floor, so that's where the sound it makes, what we say it in Urdu, Hindi, tapak, tapak, tapak.
Ye batao kahan.
Back in the US, I was talking to a friend of mine who does improv, Bob Culhan. He trained with Del Close. Now Bob teaches improv around the world. I told him about Yours Truly Theatre and how they sometimes feel like they're on an island, doing improv more or less on their own. This is what he had to say.
That's a circumstantial island. That's a location. They should reach out, without question, reach out to people who are studying it, who want to communicate back with them as well, because there is a community, and it's a great community.
Yes, and Yours Truly Theatre is part of that community, even if they don't know it yet. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.
You can see Yours Truly Theater doing improv for school kids and rehearsing at their base in Bangalore. We've got a video at theworld.org.